Quest Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of Behind the Olive Trees by Francesca Catlo, narrated by Daphne Kuma. Chapter 1. I hadn't been back. Not since finding my mother passed away in the living room the year before. But I knew I needed to go back to the house. I needed to visit my brother's grave. The tiny wooden cross at the bottom of her garden where my father, the bastard who murdered him, put his fragile little body. I'd been avoiding it, but with everything that was going on, everything that was happening, I needed to go. I had to go. I wanted to connect with the memory of my mother before everything changed. Gaia had suggested she should be the one to go with me, just the two of us. She'd spoken quickly, saying that she would be better than her dad, because she understood the loss better, because she had lost her mum too. I couldn't disagree with her. There was no way I'd want to. I felt privileged that she wanted to be there for me. Not long after coming back to Corfu to live with her and Anton, we had stayed up talking about it all, about our lost pasts. Aunt had felt unwell that night and had gone up to bed while Gaia and I finished watching a documentary about NASA. Something was said in the documentary about making their mother proud. Little did that astronaut know what they had started in our home. Gaia had muttered something about wishing she knew what would have made her mother proud. Then, there we were, in our shared loss. I had been lucky to have Grandmama as a stand-in mum while I was growing up, my mama. Gaia told me how it had been for her for the last few years, verging on womanhood. How she'd started to struggle even more than when she was younger. She was close to her father. But there were times she just wanted to ask another woman what was what, and not her dad. Not that Gaia's grandmothers weren't lovely, but she didn't live with them and they weren't her mother. It had all been made harder by the strict lockdowns in Corfu during the pandemic. Even then, we still had to wear masks throughout that winter. She told me what she remembered of the day her mum died, explaining that her memories were disjointed images and thoughts, and that her mother's face was no longer clear in her mind. They'd been laughing and running about their home, playing some game, when her mother, Katerina, had collapsed. No matter how much Gaia cried, Katerina wouldn't get up. Gaia confided in me that one thing that stood out in her mind was how upset she had been about being hungry.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?